Have you ever found yourself in a conversation so captivating that hours pass like minutes? This is precisely the magic Gregory Stock's The Book of Questions has been creating for over 25 years. Since 1987, this deceptively simple collection has sold over 2.5 million copies in 18 languages, becoming a cultural touchstone for meaningful connection. From Oprah to Tim Ferriss, influential figures have praised its ability to bypass small talk and dive straight into what makes us human. The book's enduring appeal lies in its simplicity. There are no right answers, only honest ones that reveal our values, fears, and deepest desires. These questions transform ordinary interactions into profound connections, making questioning itself not just entertainment, but a way of life. Would you rather lose all vehicles, all telecommunication devices, or one of your hands? Such questions reveal how technology has become part of our identity. This relationship extends into unexpected realms. How would you feel if your child's talking doll tried selling them upgrades? Or if a poem that moved you was computer-generated? Many would feel deceived, suggesting we value human creativity, even as algorithms increasingly curate our entertainment and communications. Our views on surveillance reveal contradictions. Would you support police body cameras recording everything? What about cameras in your child's school? We desire protection, but fear constant monitoring. Medical technology presents intimate choices. Would you accept a pig's heart to extend your life? Would you implant a chip in your finger to replace keys and cards? Our answers show where we draw lines between convenience and autonomy. Perhaps most profound are questions about AI. How would you feel knowing machines might become self-aware and more creative than humans within a century? Would erasing a conscious computer's memory be murder? As we create increasingly intelligent machines, we must reconsider what defines our humanity. What's the most serious law you've broken doing something you thought was morally right? This question highlights the tension between legality and morality that we navigate daily. Our moral judgments often reveal inconsistencies. Many condemn anonymous reputation destruction, yet participate in social media shaming. The internet's anonymity exposes boundaries we wouldn't cross face to face. If forced to choose between saving all visitors to the Louvre or all its art, most would choose people. Yet the hesitation some feel reveals how deeply we value cultural heritage. Questions about wealth distribution expose our fairness attitudes. Would your voluntary tax contribution change if everyone had to pay the same fraction? Parental ethics present challenging dilemmas. Would you rewrite your child's college essays if it helped them get into a better school? The line between helping and cheating blurs when our children's futures are at stake. Extreme scenarios strip away social norms. Would you steal from the wealthy to feed your family? Would you sacrifice an innocent child to end world hunger? These impossible choices expose our core values. Would you work half as much for the same pay, or work just as hard but earn twice as much? Most choose less work for the same pay, suggesting time might be more valuable than additional wealth once basic needs are met. Risk assessment permeates our economic choices. Would you play Russian roulette with 10 pistols, one loaded, for $5 million? This 10% death risk versus guaranteed wealth reveals how we monetarily value our lives. Our relationship with wealth extends to questions of meaning. Would you accept $150,000 annually if you couldn't earn or inherit additional money? This forces us to weigh security against potential growth. Our moral values have economic dimensions too. For $30,000, would you go 2 months without washing? Would you accept $20,000 to shave your head? These reveal our price points for discomfort or embarrassment. Questions about generosity may be most revealing. Would you rather receive $25,000 for yourself or $250,000 to give anonymously to strangers? Your choices show whether you value personal gain or broader impact. If your fiancé became paralyzed before marriage, would you still commit? What if they became quadriplegic? Such questions reveal the conditionality of our love and our caregiving limits. Sexual boundaries pose similar challenges. Would you accept $30,000 for one night with a stranger? At what price would your answer change? Our responses reveal our relationship with money and our values around intimacy. Trust scenarios further test our boundaries. If your spouse had a one-night encounter while traveling that you'd never discover, would you want to know? Would you confess if roles were reversed? These questions expose the tension between honesty and emotional comfort. The ultimate boundary involves sacrifice. Imagine you and someone you love are in separate rooms with buttons. The first to press dies but saves the other. What would you do? This scenario distills love to its essence, the willingness to sacrifice for another's well-being. If you could be obsessed with money, sex, sports, religion, or food, which would you choose? This reveals your values hierarchy and what drives you. Our identity emerges through contrast with alternatives. Would you rather be brilliant but humorless, or less intelligent with a good sense of humor? Would you prefer a passionate but turbulent life, or a happy, secure, predictable existence? Physical transformation scenarios offer revealing insights. Would you rather spend a week as someone of the opposite sex, someone very old, very beautiful, or severely disabled? Your choice shows curiosity about experiences fundamentally different from your own. Career questions provide another dimension. If pay were equal across all jobs, would you choose another profession? This reveals whether your work aligns with your authentic interests or merely serves financial needs. Perhaps most profound are questions about changing your past. If you could return to any previous point, change a decision, and erase everything since, would you? Your answer reveals whether you embrace your life journey with its mistakes or harbor defining regrets. The true magic of the Book of Questions lies not in the answers, but in the questioning itself. Each question serves as a mirror, reflecting aspects of ourselves we rarely examine. When asked what you'd save from your burning house after family and pets, your response reveals what you truly value. Questions bypass our social personas to reveal deeper truths. They create productive discomfort by forcing us to confront contradictions in our values. Would you rather be happy but slow-witted, or unhappy yet bright and creative? Such questions expose whether we value contentment over intellectual capacity, trade-offs rarely considered explicitly. Questions about death provide perhaps the clearest reflections. What would your funeral be like if you died tomorrow? Who would speak, and what would they say? This confronts us with the legacy we're creating and whether our lives align with our values. In a world of algorithmic certainties, the Book of Questions reminds us of the power of inquiry itself. The most important answers aren't found externally, but through honest self-examination. By embracing questioning as a way of life, we develop better questions and ultimately more examined lives.